It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Friday, December 20th. And what is Monday's date?
22.
This program will be for distribution and be on the website for the week of December 22, December 23rd. So, William, this is a point in time where we always reflect back on the year and we talk about the promise of the new year, but there's something even more relevant that we want to talk about today. Cecilia, a lot of people are having guests in their house, they're out hustling and bustling, you've got Christmas trees, you've got any number of dangers in the kitchen. What kind of program do you have put together today?
Well, we're going to have someone from the fire department to talk about Christmas tree safety, heating and cooking safety, big things that are going on in the holiday. You know, the holidays, you're going to be busy going out and about, so just things to remind you not to forget. And then we have someone from the police department that's going to talk about other ways to stay safe while you're out shopping, and when, after you get those gifts, what to do with those boxes.
And one of my favorite subjects is that when you're away, you don't tell the world you're away.
That is true. And
Facebook,
tell us about that.
Facebook. Chris DeBack has gotten on me so many times about that. Let's start there, okay?
Okay.
Chris, we're going to get into home safety in a minute as far as cooking and kitchen and everything else, but tell us who you are and why you're here.
My name is Major Chris DeBack with the Biloxi Police Department, and we're going to talk about safety and some tips after the holidays. You know, when you're out of town or you're still visiting, you certainly don't want to put that stuff on social media, you know, that you're still out of town. What you got, you know, like Vincent's getting me a 70-inch TV for my house. You know?
Congratulations.
You don't want to put that on social media and advertise. When you do get those great gifts from your family, friends, whoever, you want to cut those boxes up. You know, you don't want to put them out by the curb and advertise that you just got a 70-inch TV. So be careful. You know, think about your surroundings. Think about what you're posting, you know, and have fun. Have a good time.
Now, a lot of people are going to be running out to Edgewater Mall, and they're going to be hurrying up, and they're going to be thinking about just where they need to go. But there are some things that they need to remember, and it's such common sense, but you get caught up in the moment.
Right. You know, after the holidays, you got to, you know, some people are going to have returns, you know, either the item's not functioning properly or they want to trade in for a different item, you know, whatever the deal is. Be patient. Everybody's going to be out, you know, be courteous, and the stores are going to process everybody thoroughly.
Whenever you're getting out of that car, though, when you're pulling into the mall, make sure you it's always best to be in a crowd, from what I understand. Make sure that you're in a lit area where you're parking. Make sure you know how you're going to be walking up to that front door. If you're going to an ATM, if you're in a drive-through at an ATM, keep the car in drive. Always keep the car in drive. Always look around, too, to see who's behind you, who's in front of you, who's to the left, who's to the right. Your surroundings are the most important thing.
That's absolutely correct. And not only that, but when you're driving through the parking lots, they're going to be full. So watch for vehicles pulling out, watch for kids running through the parking lot and everything else, and just use caution as you're driving.
You know, and one of the special things that happen is that when you're walking outside, it sounds silly, but it happens so often, remember where you parked. So you won't be walking around, as Vincent said, in this parking lot that's lit or not lit. Some people forget where you park. Remember where you park. So when you're walking out, you're not walking aimlessly, because that makes you a target.
Don't wear a lot of flashy jewelry when you're going out shopping. Dress appropriately. Dress in layers and just be aware. Chris, what's the biggest thing y'all have this year?
Well, this time of the year, you know, it's going to be certainly burglaries and just thefts in general. You see a lot of shopliftings as well. So be aware of your surroundings. Don't leave valuables laid out in your house. I'm sorry, in your car.
Yeah.
Make sure you lock that car up as well, even if you're just running in for a second to do an exchange. At your house, make sure you lock it up. And don't advertise. Don't put them boxes out. Don't put it on social media. You know, let's enjoy the holidays, enjoy our friends and family, and be safe about it.
Yeah, drive safely. Give yourself plenty of time. And by all means, don't drink and drive. Do not become a victim of opportunity. And by that we mean just don't leave your door open to your car. You know, those are the simple things that these that these bad people look for. They go, what do they call them, door hangers? What do y'all call those?
I think the news was referring to them as porch pirates. But another thing, you know, you're doing these exchanges, the same with your credit or debit cards, you know. Keep them in your hand, keep them in your pocket. Don't lose track of them. And make sure to monitor your security on it. Monitor your account. If it looks like there's something going awry, you know, report it immediately.
I did charge some things on your card, and that's okay, right?
Well, that 70-inch TV.
as long as I get the gift, that's fine.
Thank you, and we hope that it's going to be a safe, not only the Christmas season, but New Year, too. You know, that's prime time. Anything else, Chris, we didn't talk about, or have we pretty much expended all of your knowledge?
You got me stumped there, but we appreciate the time. We appreciate appreciate the time, but everybody have a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.
That's on behalf of John Miller and the entire Biloxi, men and women of the Biloxi Police Department. Okay, who's this fire guy you got here, and what's he going to talk about?
Well, we have Inspector Brian McLeod. He's with the Biloxi Fire Department, and he's going to tell us and give us some tips about how you can stay safe. But first of all, let's introduce McLeod. Hey, how are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Inspector McLeod at the Biloxi Fire Department. And we're going to talk about a little bit Christmas safety and after the holidays, especially with the Christmas trees. If you have a live Christmas tree after the holidays and it starts wilting and dying, to go ahead and dispose of it. Do not leave the Christmas tree inside the house afterwards or close to the to your house or garage. Put it out by the curb or a disposal area because it is a fire hazard. Also, during the holiday season, make sure you're mindful of doing any cooking in the kitchen. Do not leave any cooking unattended. Do not leave the house if you're cooking or leave the room for long periods of time. Also, this time of year, it's also cooler, so be mindful of space heaters and make sure you have your at least 3-foot clearance around anything that's combustible.
That's true. Yeah, fire safety is important this time of the year. Like he said, it's colder. I mean, even the Christmas trees, you have those Christmas tree lights that probably heat up a dried out Christmas tree. So that's something to think about. Do you know, like, how long you should keep a Christmas tree? Or what are the signs someone should look at to know when they need to throw their Christmas tree out?
The Christmas tree should be watered daily. But as soon as the needles start falling out and it starts turning colors, the needles are not green anymore and turning brown, go ahead and take your decorations off, especially your lights, and go ahead and dispose of the Christmas tree.
Do you know if the city of Biloxi has a site set up yet where people can dispose their Christmas trees? They usually do every year. If not, then you can just go to our website, biloxi.ms.us. We'll put that information out so you can check on that as well in the future, or after probably the first of the year where you can start putting the Christmas tree. You hit on a couple other good things about Christmas tree cooking and staying warm. I know, for Christmas and for the new year, everybody's going to have a lot of family over. That can cause a lot of distraction when cooking around the stove. What are some guidelines?
Definitely be mindful of leaving anything unattended. Try to keep children 3 feet away from the stove. Keep a kind of a barrier that way they're not there and not anything accidentally knock over and cause any damages or animals or pets. Have a fire extinguisher close by as well in case something does happen.
And think also, check the batteries and their alarms.
Definitely check the batteries in your smoke detectors and make sure they're working. You need to check them at least twice a year. Also, if you're using lit candles for decorations, do not leave them unattended. Do not leave the house while they're lit. Make sure they're away from any combustibles. Same thing with your Christmas decorations over the holidays. Do not leave the house with your lights on or on the Christmas tree. Or when you go to bed, make sure you turn everything off.
That's good thinking. That would probably be the same probably with heaters as well.
Correct. Definitely do not go to bed when you've got one of your space heaters plugged in and working. Turn it off, and we want everybody to be safe over the holiday season.
Is it true, I've heard, that if you have a space heater, it's better to plug it directly into the wall instead of into an extension cord?
Correct. You never want to plug the space heater into an extension cord. The manufacturer recommends, and also the fire department, it needs to be plugged directly into the wall outlet. And use just the plug-in that comes with it. Don't extend it out with the coverage with extension cords or surge protectors. It needs to be plugged directly into the wall outlet.
Okay, good thing. Oh, I didn't know that. I always heard that was true, and I wanted to know, so now I know. So that's good. Like you said, of course, also with the new year coming up, people might be going to fireworks show or in areas that fireworks are illegal, they may be shooting off some fireworks. That's something for people to keep in mind as well.
Definitely. Fireworks are fun to watch during the holiday season, but they are dangerous. Be mindful if you are going to be shooting off fireworks in areas that are allowed. Also, sparklers. Sparklers are also very dangerous because the tip of them gets over 1,200 degrees, and they become a hazard if someone bumps into them and causes severe burns.
Oh, that's good to think about. I'm always so scared of those anyway because the little sparks go out, so you never know. But that's good. That's good. Like I said, for the new year, there's a lot going on. People are busy. I remember we put out tips from the fire department as well. And, Brian, you've given us a lot of good tips and a lot of good things to think of. Just remember to pay attention. I think we had Chief Boney on here, and one thing said, keep an eye on what you fry. So that was pretty interesting. One thing I just thought of when I said fry, what about people cooking or frying turkeys? Because a lot of people will do that at Christmas, and sometimes people do for Christmas, for New Year's celebrations. They may want to cook a turkey or something like that. What are the rules on that?
Definitely make sure the container that you're going to fry the turkey is for that purpose. Do it outside. Do not fry a turkey inside. Have some form of fire extinguisher somewhere nearby as well. Make sure you're away from, not underneath the carport or anything that's combustible in case something does happen. Make sure the turkey is thawed out and you're not putting a frozen turkey into the hot grease. And just follow all the rules and recommendations on whatever cooking equipment you're using.
Yeah, like I said, it's good. Major DeBeck and McLeod has both given us a lot of safety tips to think of over the holidays. You know, it will be cold. People will be going out and about. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to what you cook. Pay attention to how you're staying warm. Anything else you want to add to the podcast?
Not at this time, other than I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday and enjoy the beginning of the new year.
You're listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. On behalf of all of our staff and all of our guests, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a safe, happy, and prosperous New Year. This is William Sackett speaking.